Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Sarah Fenske. If you've spent time in the city's Old North neighborhood lately, you might have noticed bright paintings adorning some of its doors. That's not random. The organization Peace Weaving Wholeness decided to bring together artists, businesses, and community members. Their goal was to paint more than 30 doors throughout the neighborhood. And joining me to talk about this really cool new program is Paulette Sankofa. She's the founder and executive director of Peace Weaving Wholeness. So, Paulette, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
Paulette, I understand your initial painting plan involved billboards. You were going to do messages of peace and hope. What led you to pivot to painting doors instead?
COVID-19.
It's changed a lot of things.
Yeah, it changed a lot of things. And we tried contacting a number of billboard companies because it was all attached to our initiative, We've Got the Power, which focuses on community wellness. And during COVID, you know, it was really just so difficult to make connections with billboard companies, to try to find other places that we could have these messages of peace, hope, and well-being in the community. So it was like, okay, I've been thinking about doors for a while, and everybody sees doors. So hence the Doors of North St. Louis project.
And what made you choose the Old North neighborhood in particular?
Well, our organization, Peace Weaving Wholeness, is based in North St. Louis. The constituency that we serve is all over North St. Louis. We serve seniors ages 60 and older. And plus, I live in Old North and serve on the board. So we decided to do doors not only in Old North, but in other areas of North St. Louis.
Oh, okay. So several neighborhoods throughout that North City area.
Yeah, we put out a post on Facebook and asked people if they were interested in having their door painted. They would meet with an artist, and we would just go from there. I had gotten some initial funding, and then Rise Development Corporation signed on so that they could have doors painted that were associated with their organization. And so we've done that and individual doors.
Well, it's such a cool program. These doors look terrific. You can see some of them on our website. That's stlpublicradio.org. And I want to bring on our second guest here today. That's Luisa Otero Prada. She's a program coordinator with Peace Weaving Wholeness. So, Luisa, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I understand the artists working on this project, they're mainly residents of North City, and many of them are seniors. How did you track down the people who've been painting these doors?
Well, we were looking for artists, from the area, local artists. Mm-hmm. And also, we wanted to make it, as diverse as possible, and also as diverse as COVID allow us. So there were neighbors, like youth artists and the other local artists from Suka Art Field. It's a collective in the neighborhood. So that's why it was easy for us to find the artists to execute, me included. I am resident of North County, but I have been in Old North with, different community art projects.
Oh, okay, so you, this is the Zuka Arts Guild. That's the collective that helped you put the call out. And then you yourself being an artist, I imagine you have a lot of contacts that probably came in handy.
Yes. We have many artists in the area. There are members of Zuka Arts Guild. And also Paulette is a person that is always looking for artists, and she's always in contact with the community in general. So she brought other artists that have participated in art and community art or murals in the Old North neighborhood.
So Paulette, so many of us who probably aren't thinking about it as much as we should, we might assume that art is a young person's game. We get kids involved with art projects. We think of it as something people do in their 20s. But this project was particularly tailored towards seniors who are artists. Is there a big constituency for that?
Absolutely. It's just that often what we see are their paintings. We don't see as much of their public art. Mm-hmm. And as you said, a lot of times people associate art with young people, but it's something that spans your lifetime. As you know, a young person, and we try, like last spring, we did a project with Confluence Academy, the elementary school, where we did had the young people make quilting squares. We did stories with them, talked to them about different fabrics that were made in West Africa, so that, you know, to encourage them, but also for them to see us as artists. For them to experience us as artists, and that there's so many people who have talents and skills, but it has been untapped. So I'm trying to find more artists because our actual program is totally grounded in arts and culture. And so this past summer, we had seniors participating in fabric art. They were making woodworking tools, making clocks and things like that. And so they're starting to reinvigorate the inner artist and seniors.
And do you find, I feel like sometimes even just in my middle ages, I'm almost afraid to try new things because I don't want to be bad at things. I only want to do things I've already learned. Do you find seniors are sometimes hesitant to give it a go?
Maybe a little hesitant initially, but the instructors that we have are so loving and so caring, because that's a big part of the, you know, the work that we're doing to show people love and care, so that they feel that, okay, I think I'll go ahead and take a chance and try doing some art. Because I had a couple of people that are like, oh no, I can't do any, I can't do this, I can't do that. now they're mini Picasso.
That's great. So you are not taking no for an answer if you feel like somebody can do this.
Yeah, sir, you could do this, and understand that there's no mistakes. I guess I operate under a principle that if you do something that doesn't work for you at that point, that you look on how you can reimagine it and re-envision it, because you don't want to throw it away. Because as a person, I don't want to throw you away. Mm-hmm. If you make a mistake, or if you do something that, you know, doesn't work at this moment. So for them to be able to embrace that philosophy and to continue to move forward and just try new things.
Well, one of the seniors who has done some of this painting of doors is Andrea Hughes. And she told our producer, Laura Hamden, that she doesn't have a front porch. So she finds this a way to be outside and to do something useful, too.
I had something to do because I can paint at home, but this helped get me outside and painting, you know, not just kind of looking at the sky or anything, because I mean, I can't bring an easel and chair in. I could, but I didn't bring easel and chair and just sit on the corner and paint. I like this a lot better. You know, this is more personal. Get to know where my neighbors live. I know Kathy for over 20 years or so, but I didn't know where she lived. I knew she was in the area, but I'd never been over to her house. So I find out where a lot of my neighbors live, so this was a big deal, too. So that's a good thing.
And that was Old North resident Andrea Hughes. Paulette, do you hear that from people involved in this project? This is not just a chance to do art. They're getting to know their neighbors.
Absolutely. They're getting a chance to know their neighbors, but also, again, it's a freeing experience, because having your door painted says a whole lot. Because people think about, oh, well, you know, if I get ready to sell the house, well, no. In the meantime, experience it to its fullest by having your door painted. And it allows you to put a piece of your personality out there. And then neighbors can come by and maybe it will strike a conversation about why you chose that.
So when you talk about having a piece of your personality out there, that seems like the one part of this program that could potentially be fraught. You're giving an artist your door as a canvas. Well, your door still remains the door of your house. Louisa, how do you deal with the desires of the owners of these doors and coordinate there with the artists?
Yes, that is very, it's an arrangement process. Many times we had the chance to talk with the actual owner of the door, and we had to make it personal, but at the same time, we had to make it as diluted as possible. We couldn't make any intricate designs, you know. But then it was great to have that conversation and to know what the people, you know, was had a vibration for, like, or resonate with, or, you know, this kind of flower, or this person resonates with a chandelier, or, you know, Josephine Baker. So it was very, very a beautiful process. And many times, many doors, we couldn't really have a personal relation because they were like a the common door for apartments. Mm. But so the people were like, everybody was going in and out. Oh, that is so beautiful. Thank you so much. It was just amazing to see the response of the neighbors and the people that were living in these apartments and were going through these doors. So it was really, as an artist, it was an interesting process. It was beautiful.
We're talking to Luisa Otero Prada. She's a program coordinator with Peace Weaving Wholeness, which has a new project, Painting Doors, in North St. Louis. And we're also talking to Paulette Sankofa. She's the founder and executive director of that organization. That, again, is Peace Weaving Wholeness. And we heard from Andrea Hughes, who's a resident of the neighborhood, just a bit ago. And when Andrea was talking, she talked about getting to know Kathy. Well, when she was talking about Kathy, she was talking about Catherine Bentley. Catherine is also a resident of Old North St. Louis. She's also a community theater artist and a professor at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville. And Andrea Hughes painted her fence as part of this project. So Catherine explained to us that she'd tried to convey to the painter what she wanted.
I wanted something that was could be uplifting for my neighbors because they're going to see it more than me. I wanted something that was African-centered, something that had a feeling of African culture as well as colors and flowers, and you know, so there's they were able to combine all those beautifully. So I appreciate them for hearing my scatterbrain ideas of what I wanted and creating something that I know is going to be beautiful.
That's Catherine Bentley, and she explained that getting to know the artists was part of the appeal.
The really cool thing is that I get to talk to two folks that I absolutely love. So I get to come out here when I'm taking breaks from my Zoom marathons and talk to my colleagues in the arts. And so I'm all of this is about community building, so it's great. I mean, of course, that's my life, to be part of the arts, but for folks that may not have exposure to artists, you know, like I'm hoping my neighbors across the way will look out and see this going on and think, wow, you know, this is exciting, beautifying our neighborhood, and, you know, maybe come up and strike up conversations with the artists.
And that is Old North resident Catherine Bentley. Now, Paulette, as Catherine was explaining there, she started with just the vaguest idea of what she wanted. Did you see that sometimes with these homeowners or businesses? They didn't really know what they wanted. They needed somebody to sort of work with them and help tease out those ideas.
Well, artists are also, I mean, we're translators. And so by asking questions of the homeowners or business owners, we could help them draw out what might be lying beneath the surface and then make some recommendations.
So that's part of the job, to figure out what that person wants.
Absolutely.
And Luisa, I understand you were there that day when Catherine was having her fence painted. Did that draw interest from other neighbors, people stopping by wondering what was going on?
Oh, yes, definitely. We, you know, people stop and some people just say, oh, that's beautiful, just, you know, from the car. Yesterday, actually, because we haven't finished, we're almost done with her fence. But yesterday, a young lady from an apartment, just in the window, she was like, oh, that is so beautiful. You are inspiring me. Mm-hmm. So that really gave me goosebumps because that's part of the purpose. You know, it's a two-way. You know, it can really fulfill me to be painting a flower, an African pattern, you know, making this composition for Kathy. Kathy, we know her for some time. So, but knowing that her purpose and her main reason to do this was for the neighborhood, and somebody was just inspired by it immediately. That was really good. That was beautiful.
Do you find younger people see this work going on and they're wishing, Luisa, that they could be involved with painting, not just seeing it happen?
Yes, yes. They, most of the time they say, oh, I like to paint, but I didn't continue, things like that. Like, basically, we are all artists since we are born. So it's more like how much time we dedicate and if we really pursue, you know, a practice and, you know, keep going with it. But we are all creative and we all can do certain form of art or create. So, yes, everybody, I know it touched a little bit everybody. Like, oh, I totally can do that. Or, oh, that reminds me of something that I made, something I painted last week or things like that. So Yes, it can touch in different ways, but it's very, very important.
Now, we heard just a minute ago from Catherine Bentley, who lives in the neighborhood, and she explained that in her mind, this project is a great example of what art can do.
That's what art does. I mean, you know, it brings people together. It gives you a sense of curiosity and pride and all of those things. You know, you see a piece of art, you know, it transforms you. And that's what I want to happen. You know, and I know it's not one. I know the power of art. You can't walk by this fence now and not have some thoughts that are transformative.
So that, again, was Catherine Bentley. And if you're looking for those transformative thoughts, there is actually a walking tour that's been set up for people interested in seeing what these artists have accomplished. Paulette, that's happening on October 10th. How does that work? Can people just show up and join in?
You purchase tickets through Eventbrite. And there's a number of level of tickets you can buy because we're going to have a commemorative poster.
Oh, wow.
That will be available that has most of the doors on it. And we even have a partnership with one of the local restaurants, La Mancha Coffee House, that people can, you know, pre-buy their lunch. So, again, it's titled The Doors of North St. Louis, and it's found on Eventbrite.
The Doors of North St. Louis, that's on Eventbrite. We'll also make sure we have a link on our website. That's stlpublicradio.org. You do want to get your tickets ahead if you're interested in that. A walking tour on October 10th. Louisa, for those who can't wait, they're just dying to go see these doors. Is there an address you'd point them to or a place where they could start just to get an idea of what we're talking about?
Yes, basically 14th Street. Between San Luis Avenue and Warren. Those two blocks, people can walk around the blocks, mainly in the back of the blocks. You can see most of the doors that we painted.
So there's a whole lot right there concentrated.
It's four blocks. Yes, it's four blocks. And there we have around 25 doors painted.
Okay, so you can see 25 doors. That's at 14th Street and between St. Louis Avenue and Juarez. Is that correct?
Uh-huh. Yes, okay. Correct.
Well, great. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go check these out, you can go to Old North on foot, and that's a great area to look at, or you can wait for the walking tour. And again, you can find that on Eventbrite, The Doors of North St. Louis. Well, program coordinator Louisa Otero Prado, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Paulette Sankofa, the founder and executive director of Peace Weaving Wholeness, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio. That's 90.7 KWMU.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.